With an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Leaders in the Tennessee Republican Party are condemning a racist flyer the Maury County Young Republicans distributed. The mailer urges conservatives to ban several non-Christian religions. It also repeats the talking points of the conspiracy theory known as the Great Replacement, an idea popularized by Nazis that says white people will be replaced by minority groups if they don't fight back. The Tennessean reports the GOP's state party chair has called the language of the mailer absolutely abhorrent. The Maury County Republicans call it disgusting. However, neither of those groups have jurisdiction over the one that sent it. The Tennessee Young Republicans Federation says it did not authorize the mailer either, and that its content does not reflect their organization's views. The mailer bears the face and name of Austin Lee, identifying him as president of the Maury County Young Republicans. A few days ago, Lee had a confrontation with state legislator Scott Sepicki at a county GOP meeting. Video shows Sepicki telling Lee that millions of people died to stamp out Nazi ideology from what's on the flyer. Like what's on the flyer, Sepicki says he's turned mailers over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the state attorney general's office. Country star Brad Paisley is not letting up in his critique of the plan to put a data center next to the Nashville Zoo. In a video on social media this weekend, Paisley draws a parallel, saying artificial intelligence often pulls from the work of songwriters without their permission and stands to put musicians out of work.
And now they're trying to build a data center, a monstrosity next to the zoo, kind of in the same way, where they're not asking for permission, and it's also going to really affect something here in Nashville that's one of the beloved parts of our town. And it's without the blessing of those who are going to be affected by it.
Paisley's remarks come as efforts to regulate data center construction head toward a critical vote next week in the Metro Council. Again, an extreme heat warning is in effect for most of Middle Tennessee through Thursday evening.